The first time I met Ivan, I was a homeless puppy, desperate, starving, all alone. It was the middle of the night, and I'd slipped into the mall where Ivan lived in a cage. I wandered a bit, grateful for the warmth, confused by the weird assortment of sleeping animals I found there, checking every trash can for anything edible. There was a small hole in a corner of Ivan's enclosure. He was fast asleep, cuddled up with a worn stuffed animal that looked like a weary gorilla. He was snoring, and man, that guy snored like a pro. In his open palm was a chunk of banana, and I still get shivers when I think about this. I ate it right out of his hand. Guy could have squeezed his fingers shut, and I would have popped like a puppy balloon. But he just kept on sleeping. And then, more shivers. I'm either a maniac or the bravest dog on the planet. Probably a little of both. I hopped up onto that big, round, furry tummy of his. That's right. I climbed Mount Ivan. Crazy, I know. I have no idea what I was thinking. Maybe I was so exhausted I went a little bonkers. Maybe he just looked so warm and cozy that I figured it was worth taking a chance. I did my bed boogie. Dogs don't feel right until we do a quick dance before settling. Once I had things just so, I laid down in a little puppy lump and rode the waves on that tummy like a puny boat on a great brown sea. When Ivan opened his eyes the next morning, he didn't seem surprised in the least to find a puppy snoozing on his belly. He refused to move until I woke up. I think he was as glad as I was to have found a new friend. The amazing history of man's best friend. Before long, me and Ivan were best buddies. We're an unlikely pair, sure. Ivan's calm and serene, a philosopher, an artist. I wish I could be more like that. No one's ever accused me of being level-headed. Hot-headed, sure. And I can't talk pretty like Ivan can. I'm a street dog, after all, and proud of it. Still, we clicked in a way I never had with humans. Man's best friend? No way. Gorilla's best friend? You bet. Seems to me the first time I ever heard that phrase, man's best friend, was while I was watching TV with Ivan. Back in the day, Ivan had this little television, and we watched a lot of stuff together. Old movies, westerns, cartoons, you name it. Poor guy was stuck in a cage. Didn't have a lot else to do except throw meatballs at gaping humans. Anyways, me and Ivan, big fans of the tube. Cat food commercials, pro bowling, dancing with the stars. What's not to like? Once we watched a special on the Nature Channel. It was called The Amazing History of Man's Best Friend. Show was all about famous dogs. There were rescue dogs and therapy dogs and war dogs and fire dogs and movie dogs and this dogs and that dogs. And between you and me, most of them were just plain overachievers. Then I got this dog named Hatch something or a Hatchito maybe. Seems his owner died. For the record, I object to the word owner, but we'll set that aside for now. And Hatch something or other sat around for over 9 years in the same spot at the same train station day after day, waiting for him to return. Thing is, the narrator guy was blabbing on and on about this dog, really over-the-top stuff. How loyal, how loving. Break out the Kleenex, blah, blah, blah. Wah, wah, wah. Man's best friend. They made a statue of this dog. I kid you not. a statue of a dog who sat around 9 years waiting for a dead guy.